You're listening to Nick's Knacks on KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny. Nick is the CEO of Nick's Knacks on KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny, and the 2019 Greeley Chamber Ambassador of the Year. Nick's Knacks also touches on local and global issues through Nick's perspective, offering unique insights into the world's happenings. Prepare to learn something new in this thought-provoking and entertaining show.
You're listening to Nick's Knacks on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. We have a great show lined up for you. Alyssa's running late, so we're going to give her grief when she gets here. But we've got Micah behind the glass and two special guests today as we are less than 3 days away now as I checked the clock for the big balloon build.
That's right.
So we have Allison Dunning and Sharon Eberhard here. Allison Dunning is the owner, operator, brains behind Balloon Art by Mary Makers.
Correct.
And Sharon Eberhard, I'm a development business coordinator.
I'm community outreach specialist.
I don't know what Sharon doesn't do for her job, but she works with life stories of Greeley and Weld County.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Memories. Good.
You're doing really well.
You're doing great.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
And that's our show. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. There you go.
It has been awesome. Thanks, Nick.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll do it again next time. Well, there's an incredible happening here in Greeley in northern Colorado in just less than a couple of days. And it's a five-day event?
Five days.
Five-day event called the Big Balloon Build. And I'm speechless that we have 125,000 balloons.
More than that.
More than 125,000 balloons being created into masterful pieces of art. But I know very little about this, which is why I invited Allison and Sharon to talk a little bit more about the big balloon build. So, Allison, I'll let you take it away with what this is and how it came to Greeley.
Yes. So I applied to be a host over 2 years ago, and they accepted me because they thought I'd be a perfect host. And I have been, I must say. It's been pretty fun trip. But anyways, artists from around the world, we have 85 artists from around the world that have paid their own way to come to our little town, and they are at Ames Community College right now blowing up 150,000 balloons into a space-themed balloon wonderland.
Wow. And we'll use the term blowing up a lot, and we're just meaning balloons most of the time in our conversations.
Yeah, I don't think about how explosions, and they do explode sometimes. We just go, woohoo, when that happens.
See, last week we talked on the show, I have a fear of balloons popping, so I've not ever really been a fan of balloons.
Okay.
Because when I was a kid, I was blowing a balloon up, and it popped, and a little piece of it, you know, kind of went back down in my throat. Okay. And I was a child, and it just terrified me of having, you know, this partial balloon just fluttering, and panic struck in,
I'm sure.
So I have since then not been the biggest fan of balloons.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah. It wasn't your doing.
I know it wasn't, but I'm sorry that you have that trauma.
I was thinking about maybe offering my services next week when you're taking down popping all the balloons.
Yeah. So but isn't that where your trauma comes from? Is from popping balloons?
Maybe, but isn't that what you're supposed
therapy.
To do? Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't like spiders, but I kind of want to go down in southern Colorado see the great tarantula migration that happens once a year. But
that sounds terrifying.
Anyway, going back to your application for bringing the big balloon group build to Greeley, did you have to have a space? Did you already have that coordinated? Or were you like, they chose me. Now I have to
figure out. I had a vision plan about what I wanted. So when I applied to be a host, I had written down exactly what I wanted in the big balloon build. And there was only one piece of it that didn't actually come to fruition. Still could. I don't hold out very big hopes for it.
Oh.
But
do we get to know what that is, or do you want to not will this into existence?
No, I believe that it's bigger than me in a very large way. I wanted NASA to be a part of it because it's space themed. So and they just weren't into coming to Greeley. I tried. So, but Ames Community College, new Welcome Center, it wasn't even built yet when I put them on my vision board. And my vision board didn't have life stories specifically on there. However, it did say, I want a charity that works with children, that does really a remarkable thing for our community and has a very big presence in taking care of kiddos. So Life Stories came on board, and they were like, we don't know. And then they were like, yeah, let's do this. So, yeah. So it's been a great, fun, lots of work last year or so.
I can't imagine, one, just that level of coordination from across the globe. Two, I just, with all the events that you have, with very limited and minimal staff that both of you have, you know, Allison and, of course, Sharon with Life Stories. But when it came down to selecting, there are wonderful nonprofits and a lot that support kids in the area. Did you have Life Stories in mind from the get-go, or were you kind of tossing around some of the other ones? Or
that's a good question. No, I really wasn't tossing around. I was really kind of I'll put it into maybe its spiritual terms. I was waiting for the right one to present itself because I had a little time to play with that. And I watched Sharon do a presentation for Northern Colorado Women in Business, and it just was like a lightning through my head. There it is. And I went up to her, and I you know how you vomit when you have some new stuff. Oh, my God, there's all the cool stuff, right? Yeah. So that's exactly what I did.
Word vomit, not literal vomit.
Word vomit. Thank you. So anyways, I was super excited. I was like, I've got this thing I got to tell you about. And she was like, from the get-go, she's like, yeah, we're on. She didn't even know about it. She's like, yeah, let's do it. And then we presented it, and slowly got the whole board on, because it's not just Sharon and Cheryl who are doing this. They have a whole board that makes these decisions, and I had to convince them a little bit because it was rough. And I had to convince the Big Balloon Build as well, because they normally do the happy kid charities, you know, like we're feeding the children and we're doing stuff like that. This is a tough topic. Child abuse and neglect is something that people don't want to talk about, and we need to bring it to light. We need to stop it. Because it's not okay.
Alyssa finally showed up.
Hi, yeah, Alyssa.
Hi.
Tardiness.
I know.
But Alyssa always goes into astrology a bit during the show. And last week was big on communication and being more open. So I love that you know, your passion for using Life Stories is to not really necessarily, you know, make it more comfortable to talk about, but I guess less uncomfortable, which I guess is the opposite of what I've said, but more aware.
Yeah, and what Allison said to me is, she said, Sharon, my heart can't listen to what you do. I don't want to hear that. So we need, and other people don't either. So we're going to bring awareness to your agency in a fun way and help raise funds, much needed funds too. So that was, and it wasn't that, I mean, I was on board from right away, but it's the board. You know, how much time is this going to take? And since July, I am development of last year. So I wasn't before that, but I am now. And I'm very thankful that I get that opportunity.
Well, with Greeley and the board, I know how challenging and it is to get an idea conveyed, especially one as large as what you've accomplished. And congratulations to a lot of the Greeley boards for the new library that we have downtown, the Link. I mean, that's really forward thinking and difficult. People don't often get on boards to start undertaking a worldwide project or something of that caliber. So congrats to your board. But how much vision and picture did you have to paint, Allison? And same with you, Sharon, of we have to do this.
I presented them from – there have been other Big Balloon Builds, so it's been around for about 8 years. It started over in Wales. So we have images from previous builds. I've been on 3 prior to this. So I mentioned earlier that balloon artists pay their own way to come. So they pay to play pretty much. I am a balloon artist who travels to other communities to donate my time and talent to help their community be amazing. So we had pictures, and of course, I'm very passionate about balloons. So I was like, yes, this, you know, and showing them pictures. And they were like, yeah, that's awesome, you know, with big eyes. So they had the hard work of talking to the board, not me. I didn't get access.
Really presenting that and making sure, because, like you said, we're a small staff, how much time is that going to take away from what our mission is, what we actually do? And so that's where it came, and development came along that, too, to be on board with Cheryl, who does – we all wear lots of different hats in the nonprofit world. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's you know, like an old 1940s or 50s movie where you've got a little hat stand next to every entryway and doorway. But except a nonprofit, you've got your development hat, your marketing hat, your
social
HR
media
hat. Your,
yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I've even done that in different situations of networking. Okay, here's my other hat. This is another one. This is another one. And this is what we do. So you have to.
Every now and again, back in my past, I would – almost forget, okay, wait, what am I supposed to do here? Which hat am I wearing? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I'm this hat. Okay, and then mm-hmm. I can, you have to kind of calibrate. It's like Tetris of getting those pieces locked yes. in, and oh, now I can go and I can talk about this. Or, mm-hmm. And I think one person that helped me to get really comfortable speaking almost on any topic that I'm confident in was Deirdre Pilch, the superintendent of the school board.
Of District 6,
and
yeah.
she came and attended and spoke at one of the fundraisers for the orchestra, and she goes, so what's this fundraiser this morning? Because just goes where her calendar tells her. And I told her, great, no speech or anything. And she had a very passionate, powerful message to share. That's like, wow. And that's where you get the passion around yes. balloons and helping children mm-hmm. and astrology or cats with Alyssa. And this,
I like cats, too. So.
Same. Yeah. Cats are awesome.
Yeah, they are. Swifties.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I'm not a Swiftie, but I appreciate what she does.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah. The numbers alone, we'll get back on track in a second. Mm-hmm. They, a minimum estimate, $132 million in revenue came to Colorado from her this weekend.
Wow. Yay for Taylor Swift. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's
yeah, that's a lot of money.
Larger than the smallest 32 countries' gross domestic product.
You really looked into that. That's yeah. pretty cool. We need to raise that kind of money for Life Stories.
Yeah, and I think this is the best opportunity Life Stories has had with the big balloon
really
bill.
Is.
So
yeah.
we got to go to a commercial break in just a moment, but we're going to get back with Sharon Eberhardt of Life Stories and hear more from Allison about what all the events to look forward to this weekend, what might be sold out, what's still available. So stay tuned for more Nick Snacks with Alyssa, who's finally here.
Yes,
we'll be back after this break.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Nick Snacks with Alyssa. We're here with Allison Dunning, owner-operator, president, CEO, and just
all around
say,
blue
amazing
yes.
person.
Yeah. Allison Dunning and Sharon Eberhardt, who is equally as passionate about what she does for Life Stories, which, as we talked about in the first segment, is not the easiest subject to talk about,
right.
And it can be very uncomfortable for folks and maybe even trigger some things for adults who mm-hmm. may have had an upbringing like a lot of these kiddos have had. And one, I just want to give a shout out to my little brother and his wife, who are fostering now for the first time and in a
aww.
Very difficult situation. And it just kind of makes me sick of hearing about what children have to go through, like the most innocent little mm-hmm. little beings. And mm-hmm. anyway, but
yeah, we hope that never happens again. We don't want another child ever to experience that. So,
exactly,
yeah.
And that's why our name changed. We used to be called A Kid's Place, and we now are Life Stories Child and Family Advocacy. Some of the older youth that we work with thought that little kid was just didn't represent them.
Yeah.
So, but our idea too is Life Stories is we're changing their story.
Mm-hmm.
So turning the page for a better tomorrow is what
one,
the idea.
One story
is.
At a time.
One story at a time. I know one child and one story at a time.
There
you got
go.
My tagline.
Between yes, and I think I have Allison's commercial pitch for when she's around. I'll let her say it, but I'm sorry I didn't have. You know, if we had options to walk in a radio studio today, I know what you would have preferred to walk into. So, Allison, if you don't mind humoring,
what would I have preferred?
The arch
for people who have a boring
you've heard
conference
my, oh,
over
you've
here.
Heard.
Yes.
Oh my
he
gosh, I can't believe you remember that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I have, you know, we practice our pitch, our elevator pitch. So if you've ever been into an event center to go to a party, and on one side there's nothing, and that's the one you have to go into, but on the other side there's this glorious balloon arch. That's the one you want to go into, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. I work with corporate, company, and event planners to create fun, fabulous, and friendly events out of balloons. Celebrate everything until further notice.
Wow. Oh, wow. I love that.
Yes. Thank you.
We weren't the radio station with the balloon arch. We should have planned this a little
darn
more,
it.
But that's all right.
Okay.
You got other things going on.
I visualized it coming in.
And
so
Micah
that's
asked
part of
why
it.
We didn't come in with balloons either.
I know. So. I'm sorry. Because
yeah.
there's 150,000 of them over at Ames Community College, and you need to go over there, Micah, okay?
There truly is so much to talk about. We can't get this done in an hour, I know. So just to pause, because I will forget, and I'm really trying to be more focused, and that's not as fun for my brain.
Yes.
But, you know, part of me when I heard 150,000 balloons, oh my gosh, that is so much waste.
Yes.
And then you mentioned last week, Allison, it was so great. What are happening with all the balloons once they are popped?
Yes, we are actually going to recycle them. So there's the big balloon pop on Monday. So you can actually buy tickets to come to the big balloon pop. You'll get a striker, which is a very cool little tool. And it's like taking a magic wand and just popping all the balloons. Once they're all popped, we toss them all into a bag, pack them down really tight, and then we're going to send them off to New Jersey to be recycled into yoga mats. They are a 100% biodegradable product, and we don't have a recycling center for latex here. We do have one in New Jersey, though. So I have invested in the ability for us to do that for all these balloons.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
pretty cool.
So glad to hear that.
Yes.
And the last, you know, balloon – okay, this won't be the last balloon question, but I also understand there is a finite amount of helium, right?
And there is. Helium is a non-renewable resource, mm-hmm. and there are different kinds of helium. So we have balloon-grade helium. We have medical-grade helium. We have just the helium that is a 60-40 mix. 60-40 mix doesn't work here in Colorado because we're already at high altitude and our air is thinner. So I can't do a 60-40 mix. There's a lot you could learn. It is mined. It is mined like you mine for oil and gas from the ground.
Wow.
And it's a byproduct of uranium breaking down in the earth.
Hmm.
I know, science lesson number 101 in balloon land here. So I know way too much stuff about what I do, but which is a good thing. Somebody should know this stuff.
That's absolutely. Right. Yeah. And if you've seen any of her displays, or if you haven't, I'd encourage you to check out her website, social media, because I have seen some remarkable balloon art by Mary Makers. And I think my favorite was when we hosted the Creative District
The graffiti wall.
Conference.
Yes. Yeah. So there was a big drawing of a woman, and she represented Greeley. She had bikes coming out of her hair, hot air balloons. Strawberries, watermelons, you know, all sorts of things. Everything that Greeley represents. And I recreated that entire thing out of balloons.
Oh, wow.
And I called it the graffiti wall. And she was stunning. She was 10 mm-hmm. feet tall. It was a full wall.
That's
awesome.
When you give your pitch, Allison, around town, that's what I envision walking into a conference and then walking into nothing, because that
you
was
have
such
a very high expectation.
Don't expect that if you're going to call her for it, because I know that
You can buy that for me, absolutely, but that's not the normal every day.
Right, not the normal arch or entryway.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite that I'd seen.
Yeah, I would say it's still my favorite, so yes.
So, Sharon, back to life stories.
Okay.
We're ping-ponging back and forth.
That's all right.
For how does this benefit life stories? Are you getting all the proceeds? Are you getting a portion of the proceeds? Are there donations as well?
We're actually getting, it's 100% to Life Stories.
Yes.
There are some costs that we incur because of this, but we're just so thankful for this. But donations also. We have some different opportunities to do that, you know, attending all of our different events. It's we talked about this, is that if Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. This is one of my dreams, is to bring something where we had matching sponsors, those types of things, and it's coming to fruition.
Wow.
So we have Thursday at 2:00, 1:00 in the afternoon, it gets released to us. So they are building it, and it's our job to have people come. And we have 10 public events over 5 days, 12 events. We've got 2 private events because of confidentiality of who we work with, and also child protection services, law enforcement. That's confidential too. So just some fun things, very affordable things, some free things. And I've got all the events in my head, so I can sure give them.
Oh yeah, we'll do that in another segment, because I know we'll probably have to pause and it'll be a little overwhelming. But when it came down to the structure of the events, Allison, is this pretty common for the other balloon builds that you've been to, if they've done this, this, and this? Or is that where Sharon got involved and you got involved, of what can we do different?
Well, the Big Balloon Build is a nonprofit in and of itself, and it's designed to go around the world and help other nonprofits. So they learn every Big Balloon Build they go to in every community. So in the beginning, the one I pitched Life Stories on was from Vincennes, Indiana, and they had left a lot of potential money fundraising on the table. And Sharon and Cheryl were like, we're not doing that. And then she came out to Kansas City in December and spent the last day of the build, which is like the day the magic happens, when there's these walls everywhere, there's all these parts, and then all of a sudden within 2 hours, it's like, ta-da, it's there. It's amazing. So Sharon actually swept. She was running around with a broom entire time. And everybody's like, who is this woman running around with a broom? So
not flying around with a broom.
No.
Run. That is not Sharon.
So she got to see it in action and really bring home to life stories what we were doing. And so we were like, let's do this. Let's give opportunity to the public to see the joy balloons bring to the world and at the same time make aware what Life Stories is doing.
Yes. So all these events that came together, there's, you know, in Vincennes, and I'm from Indiana, so it's nice to hear Indiana get a shout out for being one of only eight places so far for the big balloon build. But, you know, did they have chamber nights? Did they have the breakfast type of thing? Or was it just more of a convention to come in and see
They did general admission.
They had a gala, one breakfast, and general admission.
Yeah.
And we were told we are setting the bar for future builds.
Oh, gosh. Either people are going to love you or
a lot. And they're bigger. There's now a thing called super builds. So I know of a couple of builds that are happening in the future, and one of them is a super build. And it's not public knowledge yet, so I can't share where it's at. But
that's why NASA couldn't come, because they're planning it for the moon, right?
Right.
That's
I hope
super
not.
Super build.
That'd be bummer. The helium there, somewhere
one of those shuttles.
Exactly. Actually, there's no helium in this at all. This is all air-filled balloons. So we're not using the helium. However, I will tell you that the dresses, because we have the fashion show on Friday night, there may be a helium balloon or two there, because there needs to be a little lift in some of the designs, which are out of this world, literally. They're so amazing.
We have 12 models, 10 women and 2 men.
Oh, wow.
So it's just really cool.
I can't believe all the things you can do with balloons. I love fashion. It's so exciting to hear there's a fashion portion.
You'll want to come to that. The Friday night event is really the cream of the crop.
Oh,
it's,
nice.
It's the night to come. So
wonderful.
And there are tickets available still for the show. It's Anthem and Aria, The Mentalist, that were on America's Got Talent, right?
Mm. They live in Erie. They're local Coloradoans, and they're coming. They're our headliners. And after that is the Balloon Passion shows.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of different things going.
Yeah, so don't miss it.
We'll learn all about the 10 events in 5 days when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Nick Snacks.
That's good.
Welcome back to Nick Snacks here in the Aloe Fiber Studios with Alyssa Sanchez wearing a camouflage.
I camouflage.
Cheetah. Leopard print.
Leopard print.
Blending in with my cats today.
There you go.
We're trying something new.
It's still kind of...
It's a bonding.
I mean, it's not camo like, you know, the military or hunters would use, but it's a type of flage.
Flage, yes. An extremely fabulous flage.
Yes.
Well, clearly I have no sense of fashion or what those things are called, but there is a fashion show at lunch. Fashion show. Reminds me of
lunch.
The Office.
Yes.
So we're going to go to Sharon to... learn about all of the events coming up this weekend at Ames Community College for the Big Balloon Build.
Correct.
That's all right. Well, our first public event is Thursday night. It's a professional networking event. Mm-hmm. We do have 10 chambers, 9 in Weld County and Loveland's coming over to be participating in this, but you don't have to be a member of a chamber to come to this. But you get to have, we've got 4 caterers here from Greeley, and we've got food or drink tickets, and you get to go through the build, DJ, music, everything for 2.5 hours on Thursday night.
Mm.
That's going to be fun. So our ribbon cutting is at 2 o'clock, which community is invited to come to the ribbon cutting. May not be able to go into the build itself, but we've got a lot of great community members coming to that for our ribbon cutting and media day. So a lot of media on that.
Mm. Yeah.
Friday is... and we have first look. So we have on that Thursday, because we want to see the joy in those kids that are coming through here. So we've got a group of kids that are allowed to be photographed, and then everybody goes out, and we have the youth that we serve get to come in confidentiality, and we get to see the joy in their faces too. But Friday is Youth Day, where we have it's free for different, like Boys and Girls Club or D'Arte Center. We've got a lot of youth serving organizations bringing kids in through that, and also assisted living, because they're never going to see this in their lifetime. This will be a one and done. And then Friday night, Allison was talking about the Galaxy Experience. So you can actually have dinner in the Galaxy.
You can't if you don't already have a ticket,
You have till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to still purchase tickets dinner.
Don't miss it.
For the dinner. Gourmet Grub Catering, Justin Brown, is our caterer for the Galaxy Dinner. Wow. So we do have that much time to get those in. And then, but then we have Anthem and Aria, our headliners. We go down into the auditorium at Ames, and that seats 1,300 people. So we've got a lot of tickets to be able to do that. And you see the Anthem and Aria, they were on America's Got Talent. They're local Coloradoans. And then we have the Balloon Fashion Show. We've got 10 female models and two male models, and even Adam Turk, who is our chief of police, he also is our chair of our board at Life Stories. He is one of our male models. So that's Friday night. It goes to 11 o'clock at night, depending on what part you decide to be a part of. We have Saturday and Sunday morning intergalactic breakfast with Friends of the Universe. So I can't say who all is going to be there because it's a surprise of a little bit to us also. But it looks like maybe some Ghostbusters, maybe some intergalactic friends from a movie that we're familiar with.
A galaxy far away.
Yes.
I wonder what that
Yes. And then we have Santa Claus, our local Santa, Front Range Santa.
Front Range Santa.
He is in a red spacesuit because there are wormholes in the universe. And Santa can
see
these six galaxies within the build. He can go to all of these galaxies. Yeah. And, of course, Friends of the Universe includes a princess. So every girl needs a little princess. So that's Saturday and Sunday morning.
Wonderful. And that's tickets are still available for that, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And get them because this is going to be an incredible – you're not going to want to miss this at all because everybody's going to be talking about it. And I'm just going to say, if you come up to me and say, I didn't get any tickets, I'm going to be really upset.
One thing that Greeley's really good at is
buying them
being
life.
Bummed out that they heard about it. And
they didn't
I wish
it,
yes.
Yeah, don't don't do that anymore. Just say yes and buy tickets.
Yeah, watch Yes Man tonight or whenever and build up that attitude. And,
you
know, it sounds like a lot in just a few days, but
they probably
unless you're
going
to travel and go to, you know, wherever these are
next
in the future, you have this right in your backyard. And this is not just for Greeley. This is for anyone in the surrounding areas who wants to
We actually have people coming over from Utah and Dakotas. They're coming
Arizona.
Over to,
oh, wow.
Yeah, Arizona, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can buy tickets at Balloon Art by Mary Makers. Mary is spelled like MerryChristmas.com. And navigate over to the Big Balloon Build page. All the flyers for all the events are there. And you can buy tickets right on that page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a Facebook page, and you can follow that as well and get links to, all the events and tickets that are available. So, and there is general admission hours, too?
Yes. There's a couple more events. So Saturday afternoon is called Steam Day because there is art in STEM. We have 34 now exhibitors, nonprofits, and that. They are doing hands-on activities, STEAM activities for families. It's free.
Oh, wow.
That is free. And then they can come to the Balloon Build for general admission. Saturday night, though, is our
Rockin' Eats and Beats.
The name got changed a little bit, so I mess it up. But Rockin' Eats and Beats. We've got 8 food trucks. We've got a tight-knit beer garden, exclusive tight-knit beer garden.
Cool.
We also have, we've got 3 bands from 5 to 10. So we have Wild Nights, Gia Storga, and Ricardo Pena Band. For those, we're just so excited. So
5 hours.
5 hours of bands.
Of music, food, and beer for
It's $20 for adults to come in. You buy your own food, but that $20 gets you 5 hours of entertainment, plus you get to come through the build.
You get to go through the build without all the crowds. That's the beauty of that night. So,
and then general admission is all day Sunday.
Yep, all day Sunday.
Yep.
And then the big balloon pop on Monday. Yep. So, and that's
that'll
from
be popping.
8 to 11, is that when that is?
8 till 11 or whenever we are they're completed. And it's supposed to be better than bubble wrap. If you really are, need some tension or you're upset about something, just go swipe.
Yeah, so with your admission into that, we will hand you a striker that you are renting. A striker is a cool little tool that we use in my industry. Nobody else has a need for it. And you open it up and it has these little pins that pop out. And it's like I said, a magic wand. Hmm.
It's not something you can take on an airplane.
No.
That'd be confiscated at the security checkpoint.
We'll be watching to make sure people don't swing too wildly.
Yes. And that's we're not allowing children under 9 years old to go and do this. So,
where is all this take? I know it's at Ames.
Ames Welcome Center.
So how big is the actual balloon build area?
It is the entire ballroom plus Wow. There's some on the second floor, plus there's some on the main floor.
As you enter.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's I've been saying that all week long. And so it's going to be everywhere. There's not going to be any balloons outdoors. It's all indoors. Because balloons don't like to be outdoors because they oxidize and they biodegrade faster than we want them to. So all indoors. It's going to be amazing.
So we're also using the amphitheater there. So that's where our professional networking event will be going, and also the food truck band night.
Yeah.
Oh, so much fun.
Which is Rock and Eats and Beats.
Steam.
Yeah.
And steam
day. Yes.
Steam days outside too. Mm-hmm. Well, both. We also have Fisk Planetarium, really cool. We just got them. They're going to be on the second floor in one of the sky boxes. Hmm. We say we have the full facility, we have the full facility.
Yeah. Wow.
Don't miss this. I mean, if I could just reach through and grab you by the ears and say, don't miss this. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Yeah. So
when they're all working now, are all 85 artists here?
They are all here. They're all working probably until about 5:15, and then we're going to the Boomer House tonight
to
for dinner.
House.
Excellent.
Yep,
what a wonderful location. Mm-hmm. So how do they time this? This seems to me like an extreme makeover type of thing. Or, I'm a big fan of the Great British Bake Off. Do they come in with their drawings? Do they come in with their balloons and their equipment? Or is this something that they get provided here?
These are good questions. So Premium Conwin is the provider of all the inflation equipment. We do not blow them up by mouth, contrary to popular belief. All the balloons are provided by Jamar. They are the only 100% non-man-made natural rubber balloon.
Oh, wow.
So they are there. We have a design team that makes everything, and they are handed out into 12 different teams. So all of the designs are broken into 12 teams. And then
do you know who's on your team before you start, or is it kind of on your market set goal?
It's like camp for adults. They're like, oh, we're on Team Planet Orbit or whatever. I don't even know the names of the teams. I have a different job this time because I'm the host.
Yes.
So I'm not actually in the room. I just go in to cheer everybody on and give hugs and today I get to just receive all the birthday wishes, which has been an amazing day. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Allison is wearing a happy birthday or the birthday girl ribbon, which is special to be able to share in a day like this. And we're not going to sing on the air because I explained before the show my version of singing happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait. Next year.
Cataclysmic. Okay. So, but I'm so glad you get to enjoy the birthday with, some of the closest, most passionate balloon makers in the world. And you're going to be exhausted.
I already am.
Oh, gosh. Well, if you don't mind, we will be back after this break. We're going to keep them on just because this has been very interesting. And stay tuned. We'll
Excellent.
Be back with more Nick Snacks.
Awesome. Thank you.
Back to Nick Snacks with Alyssa. We've got Allison Dunning of Balloon Art by Merrymakers and Sharon Eberhard with Life Stories of Greeley. We did bounce around like I think so many of us creatives can and do with our brains and the creativity there and the sparks and such, but we didn't get to finish up with Sharon about life stories and where you serve, how you serve, and I will just say it for you, how desperately in need of volunteers you are to help kiddos.
We are. It's so hard. We do serve all of Weld County with our programs, and we're the only one like it in the state of Colorado, where all three of our nationally accredited programs are under one 501c3 nonprofit. So we have the Children's Advocacy Center, and that is, we've got two locations for that, one in Greeley and one in Fort Lupton, and that is for forensic interviewing for kids who've been victims of abuse, generally sexual abuse or witnesses to a violent crime, and they come into a very family-friendly environment and get to tell their story. And that story can be used for criminal prosecution if necessary. And we have family advocates then work with the non-offending family members to help with the referrals and the healing process. Where do we go from here? So we work, our referrals come from law enforcement, child protection services. We don't go looking for this. They come to us. Mm. And then we just received reaccreditation with the National Children's Alliance with an excellence in service with the Children's Advocacy Center. Yes.
Wow.
It's huge.
Wow.
And then the CASA program, it's court-appointed special advocate. Nick gets to hear this all the time when I talk about this. That's why he's got my little spiel down. But we recruit and train. It's court-appointed special advocate. We recruit and train volunteers to advocate for children in open dependency cases because of abuse and neglect. And they serve as the voice and the child of the courtroom. And National CASA just came out this last month with something that for all nonprofits across the United States, Colorado actually had the highest decrease in volunteerism at a 16.9%.
Wow.
But our program here in Weld County, we've actually seen a 30% decrease because of job changes, people having to work multiple jobs, just the economy's a little bit harder here. Mm. And then we do the prevention piece. So we have a Darkness and Light Stewards of Children. We go in and help train youth-serving organizations on how to look at the environment to keep it safe for kids, but also how to keep it safe for them as adults, looking at that. Are they putting themselves in an accusatory situation? Is it observable? Is it interruptible? And then the key thing right now is how do we keep kids safe in this digital world? That is a huge thing for parents.
It's terrifying, actually.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do. Is like, you know, we want to make sure that kids are we believe every child deserves to live a life free of abuse and neglect and a safe permanent home. And that's our goal. Is to make that happen.
Hmm. And we're going to help you. We're going to help you do
that. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a nutshell of what we do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just, I can't imagine the impact of the lives that you have, both for the kids and those who get to help. I don't know if there's a better feeling than that of, truly helping somebody and knowing you made a difference. That's just, I don't know, why I think we're all here on this planet.
Right. And sometimes we don't really know that until later on that difference is made. But just knowing that that child has a voice, that maybe they have a safe place to tell their story, they have a voice, someone believes them, someone listens to them, and that's huge, huge for them.
So. And you need more volunteers because you are way low on what
we
you
are.
Need.
Yes, yeah. our CASA program. Last year we served 270 youth with about 110 volunteers. This year's 230. We have less than 90 volunteers.
Oh, wow.
And we're only serving about 25% of the cases that are in the open dependency courts. So that means if you look at that, flip that. 75% of those kids, they don't have that opportunity, they don't have that voice. So we're really looking for CASA volunteers.
We need you to sign up as a CASA volunteer.
Yes.
Learn more at the Big Balloon Build this weekend at the Ames Welcome Center.
Yes.
You'll find Sharon. She'll be the one smiling and sitting with Allison grinning from ear to ear. But Allison will be wrangling. Actually, you might just be hanging back
I'm
and enjoying.
She's going to be waving. Smile and wave.
She gets
just
to be a twister for the youth day and everything.
That's true.
She and her husband, Brian, they're going to be twisting for all of the kids that are attending these events.
Is that the game? Twister?
I was figuring you were going to say that. So we call balloons either you're twisting it or you're stacking it. So stacking is classic decor where you're putting it on frames and you're doing different things. And twisting is where you're creating, animals or whatever shapes out of it. I'm a stwacker, so I'm a twister and a stacker. Mm. So stwacker.
A combo.
Stwacker.
I think
it's my coin name.
So that's beautiful just to see like all the different ways that you can make an impact with kind of the from the life stories view and then also from, your creativity and using your skills that you have to help these great organizations. I'm so curious, Allison, how have you gotten into the balloon world? Like, what was that path for you like?
Well, I didn't know I was going to do this when I was younger. So my children were little babies. I had a 2-year-old and an almost 4-month-old.
Oh, wow.
And we went on vacation to visit my husband's family. And his cousin brought out balloons and was like, oh, I know it'll make your kids love me. And, when they're that young, you're like, yeah, bring it on. So she started twisting a balloon flower, and I was like, that is so cool. I've always wanted to try that. And as soon as I had my hands on a balloon, it was like a chemical reaction in my body.
Oh, cool.
22 years later, I am an international teacher in the industry, and I have been running Balloon Art by Merrymakers. I now have a balloon boutique downtown, which is a balloon and vintage candy store. And
That's really cool.
And then Merrymakers is my my entertainment side, where we have balloon twisters, face painters. We have a professional Santa and Mrs. Claus and caricature artists. So I stay busy. But my world, my job is to bring joy to the world. And I believe we're all tasked with something we are inherently good at doing. And mine just happens to be with balloons. So, yeah, it's good.
That's so cool. Was it like a difficult training process?
No, actually, back then it was – I want to learn this. How do I find out? I went to every book and video from the library, and I started talking to people. And about 2 weeks into twisting balloons, I was in the IHOP over in Loveland, and there was a balloon twister in there. And you know how you word vomit when you meet somebody new? Well, that's what I did. She was like, well, we're looking for somebody to take over this restaurant. And then I was like, I'll do it. And so I had my first gig after just 2 weeks of twisting balloons.
Oh, wow.
I was so hooked. I totally hooked. And then State Farm was my first big corporate client.
When it comes to twisting, do you have to learn and memorize kind of like a bartender and, you know, just every animal and every curveball you have? Or do you have to know the general shapes and how they can kind of piece together for
you? Yeah, it's like more like a puzzle. So I know loops, twists, ear twists, poodle legs. I mean, so you can kind of get some ideas of kind of the shapes. But it's really putting shapes together. So sometimes if I don't have a lot of time, I'll say, no, I don't know how to make that. But I do actually know how to make everything. Mm-hmm. If I have time and I'm in a place where I'm just goofing off, I can pretty much build everything. And
how about a balloon coronavirus?
Oh, I have actually done that, and it's actually on my website. So,
oh, wow.
So there you go.
Yeah, Micah, I have the website.
Just don't spread it, Micah. You can't spread this around.
She even came to our office one time for kind of a wellness thing just to show us. She brought the balloons that were already blown up and taught us how to twist to make swords and also to make the dogs. Mine looked like a dachshund.
Which was cute. Super cute.
But it was awesome.
And it's funny because people are, I mean, they can be terrified of balloons. And it's because there's a pop involved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe that balloons are supposed to pop. And it's an unexpected excitement.
I have to say, though, I've been there now for 2 full days while they're building. I've heard only 4 pops.
Wow. Is it one of those taboo things where it's like a bartender breaking a glass and everyone cheers?
No. We celebrate. Ah. We just – a balloon pops. You go, woohoo! That was fun. So, you know, there's a 5% pop factor in every bag of balloons. So we have to figure in that 5% are either going to have a problem or it's going to pop. So –
Well, you know what? That fits perfectly with our statistics here. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you all so much. This was a fantastic conversation. So hopefully if you're listening to this or hear it before the balloon build, go. Cancel your plans. Yes. Make sure you get at least once, if not more times. But that's big balloon build in Greeley at Ames, July 22nd to 26th.
20th through the 25th.
Never mind. I'm glad I...
20th through the 24th. And buy your tickets at balloonartbymerrymakers.com.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Allison and Sharon
Thank
and
you.
Alyssa.
Yes,
that's
thank you.
That's our cutoff.